One father, two sons, three microphones, and 64 great 90s movies. Welcome to Elimination Season 2.
Welcome to Elimination once again. I am Bob, your host, and I'm here with my dad, Dave.
Hello.
And little wifey, little mummy.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the table.
Thank you.
It's
a joy to be here.
Oh, I don't talk over me. Gee, getting carried away. Due to other arrangements, Pauline can't make it. She's away for the weekend. And
Michael
let us down. Again, but that's fine. Because we won't let you down, listeners.
Oh, cool. God, get me a bucket.
We have got Mum here. Yeah, so how's your week been, Mum? You've been away, haven't you?
It's been a very wet week. It has rained non-stop. We went away for the week. We went to Somerset. It was lovely, but it would have been lovelier if the sun had come out.
Not so summer.
This time last year we went away to Oxfordshire, and it was a hot tub and out in the sun in my shorts, and totally different. English weather, can't beat it.
It's poo.
Well, a bit graphic, wifey.
Well, it is.
I'm just going to muck about with my mic just for a second.
I know,
it's at a funny angle. Trying to work it out. There we go. What we do now, Mother, is we're going to do the draw. That's what we do now.
Okay.
Shall I go first? Shall I go first, Robert?
Yeah, you can go whenever you want.
Forrest Gump.
Oh. Life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know. Yeah, that is the right film. Yeah. Halfway through, you doubted yourself.
Well, you were looking at me a bit old. I was thinking, it's definitely that.
Yeah, it was just you're on a funny turn.
It was just a terrible impression.
Oh, thanks. Right, against The Commitments.
Oh, okay. Hello. Okay.
In the Midnight Hour.
Yeah. Probably our most musical film.
Our only musical film, isn't it?
Well, it's not a musical per se, is it?
No.
It is a musical
Musical film. Drama. Comedy.
Yeah.
Musical comedy drama.
Tick all of those boxes.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
And it's one of your favourites, actually, Mum.
I love it. I've been listening to the music forever, so, yeah. I used to have the cassette.
Oh, hello. Hello. For those of our younger listeners, that is a device that held music before digital. So, yeah.
And you used to listen to the whole album from start to finish instead of jumping in and out all the time.
No one does it anymore. No one listens to albums, do they?
No.
It's all on Spotify and playlists.
Tracks, isn't it? Yeah. Well, I'll just get the top track from that album.
But that's what you do. You say, I really like that song. And you just don't listen to what else they might have done. You just pick that one song and that's what you have.
And then 3 years later, you know, it's another song. Or you watch The Hootenanny. With George Holland, somebody sings on there, you go, oh, is that what he looks like? Yeah. I thought he was a woman. Yeah, many times you do that.
I've heard that before. That Rag and Bone Man.
Yeah, that's what he was, your example of that, wasn't he? I had no idea.
No.
They're two great films. I mean, you can't go wrong with Tom Hanks, can you? Really? Really? What's going on here? Mum's
microphone won't stand up.
I did like the Dan Brown films.
Hold on a sec. Technical faults. Go on. Right, don't touch it again.
Sorry.
I did like the Da Vinci Code and all that, Angels and Demons. And
well, the book was huge beforehand, wasn't it?
I got halfway through. Boring. And he made another funny movie. Another funny film, didn't he? But, I can't remember the name of it. It was weird. But I mean, on the whole, he's one of our best actors, isn't he? He must be in everyone's top five actors.
He's been around a long time, hasn't he? He's passed the test of time from like Money Pit, before that Bachelor Party. He's been around a lot, and he's covered a lot as well. He's played a lot of real people.
Yeah.
Like, Sully was good. I like Sully.
Yeah. Sully.
Castaway was great.
Yeah. But, not a real person, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Is Sully the one with the...
plane. Landed on the Hudson River.
The moon, yeah. We landed on the moon.
Apollo 13, real character.
Yep, that's true. Yep.
Any other real characters?
I feel like there's loads, but I can't think of any at the moment. Oh, he played the Disney bloke, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, and the one with Emma Thompson. He played Disney. He played Walt Disney.
Yeah, the Disney bloke. That's it. Couldn't remember his name.
That was a good film, that, wasn't it? I quite enjoyed that film.
Yeah, I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to, I must admit. Yeah, it's good.
Never seen it.
Have you not?
No. Oh, he did. Oh, Captain Phillips weren't somebody real, was it?
Don't think so.
No. No, I don't think so.
There are some of his films I've never seen. I've never seen Bonfire in the Vanities, is that?
Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
The Burbs. I like The Burbs.
I saw that when it first came out. I've not seen it since. He did quite a lot of comedy to begin with, didn't he?
Yeah, well, that's where he started. That was his bread and butter. He did
Turner and Hooch.
Splash, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. Turner and Hooch.
Dragnet with Dan Aykroyd.
That's a terrible film. That's a boring film.
It's based on a TV show, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1950s. But how can you... Dun, 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 it's got a famous bit of music in it. Not dun, 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 but something like that.
Joe versus the Volcano. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot...
Did he do Bachelor Party?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, he was the main guy in that.
So really, he could have been just like a Chevy Chase in that sort of comedy thing, didn't it? Before he broke out.
Yeah, I mean, what was the breakout? What changed the mould? What was the first one? Was there a gap between sort of...
Philadelphia was the same year as Big, or just Big?
That was in our list. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Is that the one that broke the mould? Possibly. I mean... He's in so many good films, isn't he? Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah,
you know, Saving Private Ryan. I mean, they're just great. He can do anything.
I didn't like Big much.
Big? Oh, I thought you said Big Much.
Yeah, I did. I did say Big Much.
Yeah, you did, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not keen on Big.
It's one of them films, isn't it? When you watch it, when I watched it as a kid, it's like, oh, brilliant. But when you watch it as an adult, you think, well... When he turns back into a kid and goes back to his mum, he's never going to be the same again.
No.
Number one, he's a 14-year-old boy who's had sex, which is instantly going to change him, isn't it? Because he's going to know a lot more about life or whatever than his mates. And, yeah, he's going to... I don't know, it's just a really bizarre... I mean, the famous bit is the piano, isn't it? Where they're
dancing. The shop.
Yeah, is it chopsticks they do?
Nah,
I'm sure it's something like that.
They both jump around the same time, don't they?
That's right.
Chopsticks did just at one end.
Yeah. But yeah, it is a fun film. It's one of them fun 80s. 80s? Yeah. It's got to be. Yeah, because you see the Zoltar machine everywhere. You see it in Vegas and even in Blue Water. I mean, you see it. It's iconic now.
That thing you do.
Yeah, good film. It's one of my favourites, yeah.
He's got a new film on Netflix at the moment, hasn't he? 2021.
Is he?
Yeah, but no one seems to give it any publicity on. No, makes you wonder.
Maybe he's enough on his own to publicise it. But people will want to watch anything he's done.
I like Castaway. Castaway is one of his best ones.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's well done because usually with... Not off the top of my head, I can name a load of Castaway type films, but you sort of think, oh, he gets rescued and that's the end. But I think the best bit is when he's back and he goes around to see her, and it's that whole, what do you do? What do you do? The guy you thought was dead is now there. What do you do? And she's married and her husband's there, and so I love the fact that it
How
doesn't.
How long was
end.
He away?
A couple of days. No, it does skip forward, doesn't it? I can't remember what it says, but it does say 4 years later or five or whatever it is. It is years because he's fishing, isn't he? He's a little bit fat and he can't hit a fish. And then he's on the stone, isn't he? Thinner. And he just hits a fish straight away. I'm going to guess at 4 years.
Yeah, see, I had it in my head it was longer than that, but that's just me.
Could that happen to someone in this day and age? 4 years without being...
I can't survive 4 minutes without Wi-Fi, so I don't think so.
Yep. Poor old Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
He got stranded.
Which is Pauline's surname, which is funny. Wilson!
She should have been here talking about a member of her family.
Yeah, it's a volleyball. And he buys one again, doesn't he, in the car on the way back. Anyway, that's Castaway we're talking about.
Oh, yeah,
cool. I forgot. Forrest Gump. Now, did you see this when it came out, Mum?
You did. You saw it on VHS. We
let her answer her own question.
Well, she was struggling there. She was.
He's like a lawyer, isn't he?
He was empty space.
Plead the fifth.
I've seen it.
No comment.
Within the last two
months. But in the '90s when it came out, do you remember?
I didn't. I enjoyed it at the time.
We didn't see the pictures.
It was a big thing, though. I remember it being quite well advertised, and it's the go. It's the one you
did. We
go
to Blockbusters.
Blockbuster Video.
Wow.
What a difference. Is that the tune?
Quite possibly. Yeah.
But we definitely saw it, and I really enjoyed it. But then I haven't watched it up until about 2-3 months ago again. And there's lots of bits in it that I had forgotten.
I do like that style of film, on a desert island. There's a classic one from the 50s.
Hold on, you're talking about Castaway again?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Castaway again.
He's obsessed!
Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
Go on, tell your story, go on.
No, forget it.
we're not going to talk about Castaway again. Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest.
Go on, what is it?
No, I was just remembering other films of that ilk. And the one that springs to mind is The Admirable Crichton, a 50s film of Kenneth Moore, where they get shipwrecked, and he's the butler. And of course, first of all, it's, oh, do this, Crichton, come here, Crichton. And then Crichton's the only, because they're toffs, and they've never had to do anything, they're hopeless. So he sort of builds the cabin and does this, does that, and he gradually turns you on his head where he's the boss. and he's telling them, you know. But then he even gets to the stage where he falls in love with the daughter. And he's just about to marry her on the cliff top, and suddenly someone shouts out, "Ship!" And then of course, they all look across, and then they go back to where they were. And the sailors come on the island to rescue them, and they're all going, "Oh, yeah, great to see you. And he turns up in his butler's uniform with a tray. He's reverted back. Yeah, it was a good film. Admirable Crichton. Check it out.
Isn't that why Crichton in Red Wall is called Crichton?
Quite possibly. I never thought about that, but yeah, might be.
Cretin.
Cretin?
Yeah.
Crichton. C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N.
I mean, if it's spelt Cretin, I mean,
I think it's spelt like Crichton. Crichton. Okay. But, yeah, it's a good film. Anyway, getting back to Forrest Gump. Yeah. He likes to run, didn't he?
Oh, didn't he just? Didn't he just, yeah. I love Forrest Gump. It's one of them films where, you forget bits, and then bits pop in. I mean, you think the whole bit with Bubba and Lieutenant Dan, and then it's a whole different film with Jenny and that whole side. It's just brilliant. It is one of those films that it's won all the awards, and you can't argue that. I mean, The iconic bit of him sitting on the bench.
Yeah, it's a film like no other, which is always good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we said this before, but it's the only film that's comes sort of close to that kind of genre is Big Fish, where he's telling the story.
I don't see that as Big Fish is like a fantasy film with giants and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not based in a real world, but it's different. But it is a story that goes along. And because it's not in a fantasy world, when the reality...
I do like Big Fish.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor.
And I don't really like him so much, but he carries it well.
And he's got that accent that's similar to Forrest Gump as well. My name is Edward Bloom. That's how he talks.
Like Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And that's got...
Huckleberry Finn.
That's got Steve Buscemi in it as well.
He's in everything.
He is. He's everywhere.
We don't mind that, though.
No. He is not in the Commitments unless he's. No, he's not. He's not.
But if he had been, he would have been good.
I can guarantee you.
No,
that.
No, he would have been brilliant.
Oh, hello.
Brilliant.
All right, Brown Nose. He's not here.
I know, but he might might listen to this one, don't you think? What a fine lady. She's got a really good taste in men.
You have.
Well, she settled.
Someone had to save him.
If you are listening, Steve, get in touch, because we're on first name terms.
Yeah. We just don't know your surname. Buscemi, Buscemi,
Buscemi.
Thompson.
Bond? Oh, yeah, Nucky.
Nucky Thompson.
Enoch.
Enoch, yeah, it's a strange name, isn't it? Forrest Gump is one of those films that is iconic. I think it's going to go a long way in this, in our competition.
No, you don't know that.
You've got to get through this game.
Well, I know. And that's what the beauty of it is, the vote. But I think a lot of people would have put Forrest Gump in their top five 90s films, I'm talking. I think it's one of those. And you always forget the bit with the feather as well. Is like the iconic bit. It floats out of the book, and
that's right.
And the ping pong. That's the last. There's so
scene.
Much in
Isn't
this.
It the last scene where the feather. Rests.
Now the feather comes from somewhere, doesn't it? I can't remember. It's.
It's in the sky, doesn't it? And then it. Just
it starts
down
with that, and then
feet,
ends.
And he doesn't
with that.
See it. Yeah, he doesn't see at the very end.
His little boy gets on the bus at the end.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and it floats out or comes in. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it when he runs and he's a kid. And his braces all break up and he goes without them. That's a good scene.
Mama says miracles happen every day. Yeah, Ron Forrest. Yeah, he sure is a dumb, but he can run. He's next to the bloke who throws the ball. And then he catches the ball at the other end of the field. They have to tell him to go left and go right. And that. Yeah.
A little bit I like is when he gives the bloke who got killed, his friend in Vietnam, and he gives he gives his mum the check and she faints.
Yeah, but a bit before that, where you see the generations come through the same door.
That's right,
serving the food every time. Yeah, yeah. There's so much to it. You could do a whole podcast episode or season on that alone. If you broke it down into... Because it's so many different stories. Him and Jenny, him and Bubba, Lieutenant Dan, the army, the ping pong. I mean, it's just incredible. The mum, the story, Elvis turns up. I mean,
John Lennon.
There isn't Forrest Gump 2, is there? See, they could have taken one of those little snippets and really...
I prefer it when there's not a two. There's too many twos, threes and fours these days.
It's a franchise, isn't it? It's like, oh yeah, we've got one. It's done all right. Let's make a second one and just add another character. There you go. And then the third one. Oh, let's put the rock in it.
And they tend to decrease in value as they go along.
Yeah.
Jaws 4, I rest my case.
We have discussed that before.
Toy Story 4, not as good as 1 and 2.
I mean, that's going to happen. But, I mean, if you like something, for me, for instance, Jurassic Park, I absolutely love. And it doesn't matter. The second one wasn't great. The third one was even worse. But I still watch them now. I just love them.
The first one's the best one.
I totally agree. But I just think... if you love something like that, it's like Harry Potter or even Police Academy or franchise. If there is one that you like a lot of young people like Fast and Furious, which I don't understand whatsoever. I don't get it.
I'm going to drive fast and I'm going to crash.
I mean, we turned on the other day and it had a car going down the road with a massive safe chained to the back of it. He was there. For what the hell is going on here? It's just... It's
but,
so...
No, but the thing is, what the hell is going on here? It doesn't matter. I'm not interested.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. I mean, the first one came out, you thought, and then nothing. And I think I think what helped it, and this is going to be controversial, is the fact that the guy that was in Fast and Furious, one of the early ones, 2, 3, whatever, he died in a car crash, not making the film, but in real life. And I think his memory kind of injected it. The Rock came along and it just took off.
But I think the petrolhead type people
would
like this.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. Anybody who works in a garage would love that.
I bet a certain trucker likes it.
Yeah, a certain trucking legend.
Excuse me.
I got it on a loop now with the button. Listen to Pauline's. It could go on forever. It could be my ringtone.
Beep, 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 beep.
It just goes round and round. Beep, beep. She's going to love that.
Not for long, she
or
won't.
Not. Yeah. Yeah, just that's the way I was just playing around with our technology, and now I have a continuous Pauline beep. So thank you. I've got a little game we can play.
Good game.
It might create a divorce.
We can play table tennis, couldn't we, either end here?
Well, nobody else can see that, Dave.
They can hear it. Ping, ping, pong, pong.
Yeah. Like that.
Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
No, like Pauline's.
Yeah, that's true. The noise. Right, okay. Like we did with Pauline.
Oh, not the intro.
Yes, all day long. I'm going to give you an intro.
Past 1984, I'm buggered.
Well, you've had a hard life, Dave.
I did get Green Day, didn't I? And I got you two as well.
Us two?
No, you two.
You know, he still hasn't found what he's looking for.
Has he?
No.
Jesus.
He should try eBay.
Let's get a new pair of spectacles.
Right, do you want to go first or second, Mum? Oh, actually, let's flip a coin. Oh, call it.
No,
you call it, Mum.
Heads.
Heads, it's tails. Dave, do you want to go first or second?
Second.
Second, oh. Okay.
Putting the pressure on.
You are, yeah. Right, let me just...
Can you just play the ones I know, please?
Of course I can. So it's five songs, intro. It is random, so I don't know what's going to come up.
So you want to know who sung it?
I want to know the artist, yeah. And it's only a bit of fun. There's no prize.
And it's
no...
not Picasso.
You get bragging rights for the rest of the day.
Well, that's not going to be much then, is it? I've got a bed in a minute.
Right, you ready?
She's actually sitting in here in her pyjamas and dressing gown. I mean, yeah. At 5:15 in the afternoon.
Dave, take a picture. We'll put it on social media.
Comfortable, thank you very much.
All right, okay. National Wear Your Pyjamas to Podcast Day.
Absolutely.
Well, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Song one. That's it.
The ones that did it.
It wasn't them.
Well, it's not Scritty Billy.
Something like them two blokes with really, really long curly hair, and they weren't actually singing, but I can't remember what they were called.
Oh, I know who that is.
Oh,
I'm
giving you a clue.
If it is them, I don't know if it's them or not, but I know what band you're... I know what they are. They're not even artists, are they? Con men.
Yeah.
Shall I say she thinks is Bob?
Yeah, go on.
Milli Vanilli.
That's it.
No.
Oh, that's
okay.
Not
Scrotty
Billy either. Yeah.
Up in the castle, evil mischief stirs.
Plan number 42. I shall turn myself into a cat and get adopted by the butcher's daughter so I can learn all her secrets. Then, I will use them to make her fall in love with me. What do you think, Wilson?
Hey, check out 1v1 Me DM on all podcast platforms to see more of Dracula's perfect plans at finding true love.
I tell you, my phone has just died on me. So we shall never know. No, I've just got to restart it. Sorry. Technical faults. I mean, we're live. Well, we're live now.
Live.
Yeah, so I'm just going to restart that.
I'm going to take you outside and slap you.
Yeah, I think I deserve it. So it wasn't Milli Vanilli. I don't know who it was because my phone's just starting back up. So this is dead air right now. How are we at home? We all right? How are we doing?
I thought it was them that did that song.
What is your phone? Just
what
died,
is the song?
Literally.
Yeah, literally, Mark. Yeah.
Crazy.
Look into my eyes, you can see I'm so far. Would I lie to you, baby?
Would I lie to you?
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
It didn't show up, so I don't know. So
I thought it was them two that sang that didn't.
I know that song, but I couldn't tell you.
Maybe because my phone...
Don't you know who sings it?
No, because my phone's just gone a bit weird. It may have played a song that's not on the five.
Oh, no.
This is awful. This is terrible. I've got to wait for it now, look. Oh, right, here we go.
God,
okay.
You can't get the staff.
There we go. Right, let's see if it works again.
So how's your day been, Dave?
Okay, here we go. Right, okay. Oh, this is technical trouble. Right, we'll start again. If that song comes up again, we'll do it again, okay? But I don't know if it will. Right, okay, song number one. I'll cut this bit out in the edit.
Yeah, of course you will, sweetheart.
I thought we didn't edit.
No, we don't. That's all you're getting. That's song one. Do you want it again?
Mm-hmm.
They can't they can't see you nodding your head, Mum.
Yes, please.
That's it. Song one. Who sings that song?
No idea. I do, but I can't think of it.
Is it
Dave?
Is it Boomtown Rats?
It is.
Like Mondays.
Of course it is. Reason do you need to be sure?
Oh, oh. Tell me why.
You used to rock our son to sleep to that because he liked
it. No, it was Rat Trap.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, she doesn't know anything, does she?
I know nothing.
Right, you ready? Song two.
That's him.
No, it's you. You got five in a row.
Oh.
Okay, zero for one. Ready? Number two. That's all you're getting?
No idea.
Really?
No.
Let's go again. I'll give you a little bit more. Well, that's 20 seconds.
No idea.
No idea?
No idea.
Dave? No? That was... I can't go for that.
I don't know.
Can't go for that.
Who sang that, Dave?
I can't remember.
Daryl Hall and John Oates. Zero for two, mother.
Hall and Oates.
You ready?
Mm.
One,
two, three. Hometown Alabama.
Bye. That's not the title, but that's not what I'm after.
Sweet home.
One, two, three. Who is it? Who's it by? Everyone's screaming at their... What are they listening
to?
Can
they scream a bit louder, please?
Do you know?
No.
Dave, do you know?
Yeah, it's like a man's name, but it's a group. No, I can't think.
Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner, that's it.
Yep. Oh, zero for three. Oh, number four.
God.
Here we go.
It's screaming at me. I don't know.
Do you know the song?
Would I lie to you?
Yeah, do you know who sings it?
No.
I don't know.
No? Is this the one you said Milli Vanilli for?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's Charles and Eddie.
Who?
No, I wouldn't have got that.
Charles and Eddie. Well, here we go. Zero for four, mother.
Shut up.
Number five.
At the side of the road that took 16 miles to the love shack.
Bye. Don't say it, Dave, but you know.
I got a sort of an answer.
Okay. Mother.
I don't know.
You got... Oh well, I think we found today's loser. That was Dave.
Is it the B-52s?
The B-52s, Love Shack.
I knew what song it was. I just didn't know who sang it.
You were terrible. Dave, you need one out of five.
Can you still do five, though? Because then I can have a guess at.
Yeah.
I might know his ones.
Right, you ready, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. All you need is one to beat Mother.
I know that.
Do you want it again?
Yeah, go on. God. No, no.
It's quite modern, I don't think. I don't know if it was. But
it's not that modern, is it?
No, it's not that modern.
I know it, but I just can't bring it to mind.
Mother, you don't know?
I know the song, I don't know. Something.
What's the song? Do you know the song?
No. I know that intro, I've heard it a million times, but I can't think where it goes.
That was the Manic Street Preachers.
Oh, yeah. Your children will be next.
If you tolerate this, yes. Yeah. Right, zero. Well, it looks like...
New
draw all round. Right, ready? Next one.
Never heard that before in my life.
Mother?
No.
Only ginger fella, is it?
I don't know.
You mean Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
No, this is an old song. No idea? Okay, let's do it till he sings.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Donovan.
Who?
Donovan.
Jason Donovan?
No, Donovan. Just Donovan.
No. Do you know the song? Do you know the song at all?
No.
Cat Stevens.
It is Cat Stevens. You don't get a point because it's his go. Cat Stevens, well done.
What song is it?
Father and Son.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think Boyzone did a cover of it as well. Right, so this is the next one, Dave. Good luck.
Never heard it before.
Yes, you have. Just a lonely girl in a makeup world.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Yeah.
Anybody? Any advance? Anybody?
It's one of them 80s groups.
That was Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Nope, don't know it. That Journey were big in America, but they didn't do much in this country.
I only know that song. Mm. Yeah. Right, you ready for another one, Dave?
Is this the fourth one?
I think this is the last one, isn't it?
This is his fifth one.
This, oh no, you got two more. Oh yeah, two more, yeah.
Okay.
Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jump Van Halen.
Yes, there it is. There is the point. That will
1-0.
Oh, let's go to VAR. Yeah, it's going to count. Right, this was the fifth one. Just to destroy mum. Here we go.
Careless Whisper, George Michael. Terrible song.
There you go. 0-2.
Yes, well.
For Dave.
He only got three of hers.
Well, no, that don't count. Yeah, but she got one of yours. So
yeah.
It don't count. You lot. She just flipped my dad the bird. Jesus. It's getting very aggressive in here.
I'm just going to go and sign the divorce papers now.
God. Yeah, that Dave gave you. It's about time.
Mental cruelty, by the way, if you're interested.
Can I come live with you, Dave?
Of course you can.
Yeah, it's like men behaving badly.
Thank God for that.
All right, calm down. Jesus. Well, that was a bit of excitement, wasn't it, for a while?
I'm depressed now.
Now you know how we feel, living with you. Oh, sassy. The commitments, Mother.
You really want me to talk now?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do.
Let me just wipe the tears away.
From Dad?
No. I like the girls, the backing singers. They're good, aren't they?
It's funny because we watched a film, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And the short-haired girl that's in there...
Hold on, was the film called Yesterday or did you watch it yesterday?
No, we watched it yesterday.
Right, okay, just to clarify.
Funny enough, the bird from yesterday was in it.
Yeah.
She was the main character.
It was called there was a link.
The Guernsey Potato Peel Pie.
Literary Society.
Oh.
That's the longest film title I've ever heard in my life.
It's good though, it's set during World War II when, it wasn't, it was looking back at World War II when Guernsey, one of the Channel Islands, was occupied by the Nazis. It was a good film.
It was a really good film. I really enjoyed it.
But the Irish girl was on the backing singer, the one with the short black hair, who turns up in a lot of stuff. She was like a Bible-bashing landlady, wasn't she? Yes.
She was very good. I thought she was really good. We spotted her straight away.
Well, you can't miss her. She's got one of them faces.
She has, yeah. But, yeah, the Commitments was a brilliant film. I enjoyed every moment of it. I enjoyed all the music. There's not one bit of it that I think lets it down.
I like music. I like musical biopics or musical dramas, but I don't like musicals where they sing to each other and that. It's not
for me. Yeah, as soon as that happens, I'm out. I'm done. Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. But this is kind of raw in a way. This, you know, some of the places they get up and sing in, especially when they first start out.
I bet it was like that with people throwing stuff at them and that. Absolutely. Yeah. But they were good. The music was good, wasn't it?
It was really good. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
But only when they got there. I think my favourite bit is when he first gets them all together and they just, he can't marry it all together. It's like a card, house made of cards, where he's just got to build it up and build it up and build it up until it's perfect, but it's so fragile.
It was never going to last. They weren't going to be enough of Rolling Stones with that guy on for 60 years. We weren't going
to
wrap that.
There were too many aspects, wasn't it? That bloke wanted to go off and do Scar, didn't he?
That's right.
You got the singos, and then you got the new drummer.
The new drummer, who's, every time there was a fight, he left the old flute of drumsticks away and he was there, mate, wasn't he? And the bloke who runs it. We watched The Van while we were away.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
That was on YouTube. Yeah, it wasn't quite as good as I remember it, to be fair. But
no, it's not aged well, was it, really? Nah. And I think we laughed at it more when we saw it
originally.
Back.
Yeah, I mean, some films age well. So, I mean, Goodfellas, I actually enjoy that better now than I did then.
Yeah.
But some films are the reverse. I mean, this was one of them. But it was still all right. I mean, I like Cole Meany. I think he's a good actor. I could watch even anything.
I've digressed to The Van when the bloke that was with him with the van, who bought the van, I've never seen him in anything else.
Or since. But then you might have done and not sort of really noticed him.
Yeah, but some people, you do, it's kind of like football players. They come along and they play a few games. Like, what happened to him?
I'll tell you who's in the van, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, really? What, the
Brendan
bride?
O'Carroll, yeah.
Oh.
He's obviously,
as a man.
There you go. I mean, it goes to show, like, people think that, overnight success. I mean, I'm not a big fan of, I'm not a fan at all of Miss Brown's Boys, but...
Oh, yeah, you never mentioned that.
Yeah, never mentioned it. But people are working behind the scenes. Like, the lady who wrote Fleabag sort of was this overnight success, but she'd been producing and writing and stuff for years before that kind
big
of
break.
Yeah, and that's there are so many like bands as well. I mean, yeah, you've got all the Rolling Stones and Beatles and the top Foo Fighters and the ones you know, but it's also like it trickles down. Do you know what I mean? There's still bands that are playing in those
clubs.
There
was a thing about that in the paper the other day saying, is it dying out? You don't see so many up and coming bands playing in pubs and small clubs anymore.
The pubs are closed, that's why.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, and also it's just going out, the guitars and the drums is going out of fashion.
Yeah, but
and maybe in 60 years' time it'll be a thing of the past. Like big bands, you know.
Well, it's all, I don't like sound old, but it's all kind of, not electro, but it's all done through different means now. Do you know what I mean? It's like DJs and it's all mixing and I don't know.
I tend to think there's not as much talent in that as there is in...
Do you know that John Lennon meeting Paul McCartney on that day of the fate, it's famous, isn't it, where they first met that day, that's closer to Queen Victoria's reign than it is to now.
That's scary.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I always remember the at Dartford... is it Dartford Station where they've got...
Keith Richard and Mick Jagger had the plaque, where they met. Because he had certain albums back in them days, it was LPs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Had certain LPs and he sort of got a conversation with him.
And that's how it starts. Yeah. It is incredible. Saying that, though, I watched the documentary about Oasis, Supersonic. Have you seen that yet?
I saw that on Netflix just now, the advertised.
It's really good. Really good, yeah. It is, because it's...
Oh, look at that Liam Gallagher. I mean, he's such a... He stopped them conquering America, didn't he, basically?
Oh, of course he did, yeah. They had the Unplugged, MTV Unplugged. That was a big thing. And Liam Gallagher just, for some reason, just decided not to do it. And sat in the rafters, and Noel Gallagher said,
Talking.
Well, I'm not going to let this moment passed me by. So he went down and did it all himself, all the song singing and all that kind of stuff. And it, yeah, it's such a shame, really. But it is such a good documentary because they filmed everything. They locked them in a house, pretty much for, you know, to go and record the albums. And it's them playing football. It's them telling stories about their mates.
Yeah, I mean, it's
really good.
It's not new, is it?
No. I think
I've seen it before. They're sitting in the back of a car going along where they used to live in there, I'm sure.
It's all like VHS kind of shaky recording, But
but I do like them. I mean, 90s bands. I mean, they must be the top 90s band.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Green Day were pretty good, but they must be.
Oh yeah.
The Pulp just went over my head. I mean, they never really.
No, I mean,
Pulp.
They weren't an. To me, Pulp weren't an album.
And
Blur, you mean?
Blur, yeah, Blur. Yeah. But Pulp.
I was a fan of Blur, but they were more fun. They were more kind of. They weren't.
Sort of
I don't think Blur were trying to be cool. They were just. They just sort
they
of did their own thing. Whereas Oasis, they had a look. Do you know what I mean? The haircuts, the Manchester, and all that kind of stuff, and. The guitar, the Union Jack
but
guitar, and that.
It is still all very Beatlesque.
Oh yeah, they're inspired by it, definitely.
That's where he's got all his ideas from.
I mean, when you,
I would say all his ideas.
No, but when you listen to Liam Gallagher's stuff on his own, it's all a knockoff of Beatles. It's too close to it. It sounds like somebody who's listened to it far too much, and you've got Liam Gallagher's stuff, which is average, and then you've got Noel Gallagher's stuff, which is just so. For me, it's so.
It's far superior.
Yeah, I love it. High Flying Birds. It's
but
good.
Having said that about Oasis, they were on the decline pretty quick. I think their first two albums were fantastic,
yeah.
And they still hold up today.
Oh yeah.
Being Now weren't quite as good as the other two, and then after that, forget it.
Wasn't there a...
There was odd songs after that.
Yeah. Yeah, you had... I like Go Let It Out, and... what's the idol one being... Importance of Being Idol.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
And also the Royal Family tune.
I love that.
Half the World Away.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that album...
But it wasn't... The whole albums weren't as good. Standing on the Thingy Bob of Giants, that was a pretty average
Giants,
album, that was.
Yeah, it was. I like the, I don't know, I didn't mind, like, Songbird and, oh, God, I forget the tracks, but the one of them in the airport, and it's all kind of dark on the cover. I didn't mind that one. But, yeah, I know what you mean. But then you're saying that about films as well. If like a film comes out and then the franchise starts and you get 2, 3, 4, 5, the further you get away from the original, the more watered down it is, the more you kind of know what's coming. Whereas when Wonderwall and Don't Look Back in Anger, it sort of hit you in the face.
Yeah, but,
like,
yeah,
wow,
but the
amazing.
Difference that is albums from bands, they've got to be sequels, don't they, to carry on. Whereas you should compare them to not a franchise, but just an actor.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or maybe a carry on versus Oasis, but that sort of thing. I mean, but it's just that they didn't carry out their potential, and it's mainly down to him, Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
He was just a knobhead.
Yeah.
But the documentary is so interesting because it's Liam Gallagher that is out being in bands and trying to get, you know, trying to be someone. And Noel Gallagher is just at home in his bedroom playing his guitar to himself, just writing lyrics down and all that kind of stuff. And then it flips on its head, and it's the other one going. You know, it's just really interesting. And you know, me and Michael have got a history of, you know, brothers who get on and then don't get on. You know, I kind of understand that. You know, he's not willing to put up with me anymore. And when you've got all that money and all that fame, it's going to change people, you know. And I feel sorry for their mum, really, because do they ever go over there together? Or probably not, you know.
You like to think so.
I doubt it, very much so. I don't think you would see a picture of, if them two were together anywhere, if they sort of passed ways at an award show or something, somebody would get a photo of it. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt back in the day when, you know, oh, they're going to be in the same place. You know, they'd be dying to get them two back together, aren't they? I just think Niles Ross.
They were getting back together at one point. There was talk of it.
It would surprise me if they did.
They've been offered millions and that, but I just think Niles had enough. He's just like, oh, I don't need it. I don't want it. You know.
Things are going okay.
Yeah. But both talented, don't get me wrong. But, anyway, yeah.
The commitments, can we...
But then that's what this film brings, is good quality music, good quality story from the Roots, which
it's the best version of Mustang Sally. It's the best version.
That's a big shout.
I've heard lots of different versions of it.
Well, Wilson Pickett's the big one, isn't it?
I prefer his.
No, what I'm saying, Wilson Pickett is the big...
Oh, yeah.
You're saying there's lots of versions, but that is the definitive version.
But I prefer his because it's... Rora, it's kind of... I like his voice, I really do.
Yeah, I mean they nail it, don't they, when they say he's an ugly bastard, but he can half sing.
Yeah, not table manners either, but I think I might have mentioned that before.
But again, you know, a knobhead, really, wasn't he? He was a knobhead, but he was talented. You couldn't... And at some points, that Jimmy, the manager, does steer them into the right... And there's that one night...
Yeah.
Where it's just perfect. It's swinging. I think there's a manager there or somebody's coming or something.
No, who was coming?
It wasn't
Wilson Pickett.
Was it Elton John?
It was Wilson Pickett.
He's coming. Yeah, he said he's definitely going to come. And then all of a sudden Jimmy has to walk away because they're just killing each other upstairs. Yeah. It is so good. I love the bloke who ruins it, really, where he sleeps with all the women. I can't forget his name. He calls everyone brother, whatever, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The older bloke.
Yeah.
Saxophone player, wasn't he?
Who's played with all the greats.
He was the only one who weren't one in real life, but player in real life.
And he was the expert, really.
Yeah.
On his little motorbike.
Yeah.
Was it a scooter?
Yeah, moped or something. Yeah.
Moped it was.
Yeah. He turns up as like a conquering hero, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got him. That's great. Yeah, it is a good film. It's got that Waking Ned vibe to it as well, though, isn't it? The Irish.
Well, it's
humor.
Irish 90s, yeah. I mean, same as the van, that's got the same sort of thing.
I like it when when everyone's knocking on the door and they're all like,
yeah.
Who are your inspirations?
Led Zeppelin, Slam.
Yeah, it's really good. And you can imagine bands starting like that back in the day. He just had too many aspects to
the old man wanted to be the lead singer, didn't he?
He had a good voice. Good voice. He's the next Elvis.
That was never going to happen.
Never going to happen. Well, it's that time.
Diary.
Right.
Go on, Mum.
Is not the 14th. Not the 28th, but it is Friday, the 21st of May, 1971.
Good year.
I got my flares on.
Work on Way Home by Paul McCartney LP. Stay in at night.
Diary.
That's probably the third or fourth time we've had you buy an LP, but that's the first time you've mentioned.
I'll tell you what LP it was.
Oh, go on.
It was called Ram.
That's the one with him on the front, isn't it? Sort of yellow and jazzy.
Yeah, and he's holding...
Two cherries.
Holding a ram's horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds mental. I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, it's the one with him. Yeah, it's yellow and it's got like a... It's got these two cherries, and he's holding these two horns. Yeah, what?
No, he's got a ram, you know, a male sheep. And he's holding the horns. It's called Ram.
What, Paul McCartney, Ram?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
And you know a song on that LP.
Do I?
Do you remember Only Fools and Horses, Jolly Boys Outing?
Yeah.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. That's on it. Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey. Yeah, it's a good LP. But they were so at loggerheads at that time, just a short while after, because you wouldn't have done that, but John Lennon released an LP, Imagine. And he had a picture in it inside, you could pull out, and he had a picture of him holding a pig's ears.
Oh.
Rather than the ram's horns.
Oh. Ouch.
There's a song on Imagine called How Do You Sleep? The only thing you done was yesterday, and since you're gone, you're just another day, which was another of his songs. That was at its peak there.
Loggerheads.
But yeah, it was a good LP for its time, 1971, holds up Spotify.
Did they make up before he was shot?
Well, McCartney says they did, but no one's got any proof of it. I mean... I'm so glad we made up. But apparently the story goes that McCartney went to his house in New York, or his flat, in the Dakota Building. They was watching a chat show on telly, and they said something about, wouldn't it be great if we could have £10 million to get John Lennon and Paul McCartney here right now? And they looked at each other and said, should we? No. Nah, they
didn't. Could have happened.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it could have happened.
But we've only got sort of Paul McCartney's side of that. We'll never know for absolute certainty. But apparently that did happen.
Wow, interesting insight there to the Beatles.
You like to think that they did.
Did you have a lot of LPs when you was a young, 71?
Yeah, not tons and tons.
They take up a lot of space, don't they?
Yeah, but they're very attractive album covers, I think.
Especially if, they're laid out properly.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah. It's like I used to have a bloke who loved trainers. He had a massive collection of trainers.
I don't see the point
of
that.
No, me neither. But he had them in boxes, and they were just piles of boxes. And I thought, well, what can you... You know, it's just, I don't know. It has to be... And how do you do that with LPs? I mean, surely you just have them in racks. It's not like a CD where you've got a spine.
Yes,
well, there is a spine, and it quite often had the title on it. It's really skinny.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think album covers are iconic. I mean, I love the classic album covers. You know, the Abbey Road, Crossing the Road, that's must be one of the greatest. I mean,
yeah. Rubber Soul, Looking Down the Stairs.
That's Please Me, Love.
Oh, was it? Oh, sorry.
Didn't they do one again with them looking down the stairs later on?
Yeah, they've done a later LP, and they had them looking down the stairs as they were in 1969.
Is that the one I'm thinking of then?
No.
And I think that building, when the BBC, I think, that studio of the BBC it was, when they moved to Manchester, they took that staircase with them and reassembled it.
Jeez.
Yeah, the Ziggy Stardust, the album cover, that's a classic one.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that.
Rolling Stones, tongue one.
Yeah, Sticky Fingers.
Well, the Queen one with the four of them as well, with the shadow.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so there's loads of iconic ones. But then...
Even the Oasis ones.
Yeah,
They're good.
But I don't think you get
CD covers ain't the same. They're not...
Oh, see, I know
it's the same picture, but it's not the same as an album.
Yeah. Well, insight into Dave's LP history, 1971.
He had them all standing upright in his bedroom.
Well, you have discussed recently, Dave, about getting a record player now.
Yeah, not a big stereo, just an old record player that we had when we were kids, like, you know.
Where you put
the seven on and the one flicks down, single flicks down, then another one comes down. That's just saying in my head, I'll probably get it and think, oh, well, stupid, they've got more on Spotify, you know, but... Just the sound of it working and then the music coming on.
And when we was away, I caught him going through a box of 45s in a charity shop.
Do you know what £2 each for them?
£2 each?
Yeah, £2 each.
Struth.
Struth's got no strides on.
You're saying that as if it's expensive.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I've never bought one. I would not have a clue.
The first single, single I ever bought was 6 3/4. Which is about 31p.
Okay.
But you expect it to be... No, we're not in a second-hand one in a charity shop, you know.
It might not play, because it's got...
I thought it was going to be, like, you know, 20 pence each or something. So I've gone right off the idea now. But I didn't see anything I really liked. I mean, there were singles I knew, but there was nothing really good.
Well, he's poo-pooed that, hasn't he? Mm.
You're not going to get a record. But sometimes when these things...
They pass.
Sometimes it eats away at me. I have to do it. Then I regret it afterwards.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know, yeah.
That's called OCD.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like me when I killed that woman. I just had to do it. I regretted it afterwards.
You didn't get caught though, did you?
No. Still free now. So keep that to
you. Any documentaries I made about that case?
Well, you know, they call me the Zodiac, but whatever. Yeah, you got to be a good murderer if you're going to kill someone before you're
wrong. There's a new series about the Zodiac killer, isn't there, on something?
Yeah, I watched it. It's pretty good. But it's good up to a point. You'll have to give it a watch. I think it's the mad mind something. The worst mind in the world or something like that. And it's a guy who thinks that Zodiac is his dad, and it's all like that.
Oh, well, spoiler alert! What was your name?
That's the opening scene.
Oh, okay.
Well, we are getting on a little bit, so
I'll tell you what. This is close for me.
Is it?
Yeah, very.
Wow. Okay. Same with you, wifey.
No.
Oh. Well, I'll go first then. I'm going to go Forrest Gump because I really like the Commitments. I really like the music. But I just think Forrest Gump is a step up from that. And there is so much in Forrest Gump. It's like 10 films in one.
All right, calm down.
calm down.
Yeah. So, Forrest Gump.
I'm going with the Commitments.
Oh,
that's one all.
Dun, dun, dun.
But then this is the squad. This is why, you know, if it was Michael here, it'd be something else. If it's Paul in here, it'd be something else. But we are ready to go. Dave?
Wow, this is... I tell you what, I mean, this is going to be a shock.
Just remember who you're married to.
Who am I married to?
I don't know. I'll meet her one day, maybe.
No, I killed her.
Oh, if I say Commitments, I'm going to get lynched.
No, you're not. You do what?
Lynched by who? It's a three-way vote. You do whatever you want
to
do.
How do we get lynched? I'd have to stand on a chair.
It'll be a shock, but it's not like there are no great films in this. This is why it's random. This is why we do it. This is why we create elimination.
I was just thinking, if I had to go down and watch one of these films right now,
yeah,
and I've watched them both in the last month,
yeah,
I'd probably pick the Commitments, you know.
But is that a reason to do it? Is that a reason?
No, that's just another thing I'm weighing up in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so you've got to take it.
Wow.
Hey, who knew that the...
you'd have got diary on there. Can you have a dilemma as well?
Yeah.
Can I come back next week?
Dilemma.
Ria.
All right.
Come on. Bit below the belt.
It was. I mean, we're on 56 minutes, Dave, so we're going to have to push...
I've got the Commitments. I'm sorry. Forrest Gump is out.
Woohoo! I'm a happy Barney.
Done.
Sorry, Bob.
I am shocked. I mean, that is...
It's a great film, The Commitments. If you ain't seen it, watch it.
If you ain't seen
it for 10 years, watch it again.
Yeah. Wow, Forrest Gump is out. Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump, one of the most iconic... Brilliant films. And Bubba Gump Shrimp, the restaurant. If you ain't been there, go. Well, don't bother now. Go to Ireland instead. Have a Guinness.
So, Titanic, Schindler's List,
T2.
Forrest Gump, Terminator 2. That could be the last four.
Yeah.
They're all out.
Wow. But then that's why exactly why we do it, you know.
See, I told you not to bring her in, didn't I?
She's ruined it. Stupid fat wifey.
You're not fat. Could you
replace
that, please?
Yeah, a little.
Go on, make it a little bit better, please.
Stupid skinny wifey? I mean, I don't know.
What
I don't know.
That?
I don't know. Well, we've shocked ourselves, I think. I'm a little bit surprised by that. Do you regret it, Dave? 5 seconds after?
It was 51-49. I mean, it was that close. But I just find Commitments is one of them great films, you know, just because it's not sort of Hollywood and Tom Hanks, but it's just a great film.
I think
I've seen it and I could watch it again now. I mean, or 3 weeks' time. It's just, you can watch it over because of the music.
Mm.
Yeah. Plus bloody good acting. I mean, it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not poo-pooing it at all. It's bless you. Okay, I don't really know what to say to that, but I'm not going to... dwell on it, because that is why we do this. This is why it's never a foregone conclusion.
It never is.
It's always depends.
I'm only joking.
You've already ripped up the card, Dave, so it's gone. Forrest Gump.
Go and get a bucket of water.
We are going to end on a song.
What we got today, Robert?
I really like this song.
I thought you were going to ask me to sing.
No.
Now, Robert, why haven't we got any Get It Off Your Chests in this episode?
Because nobody out there is coming back to me.
How they can do it.
This is how you can do it, everyone. Get it off your chest. If you've already done one as well, you can do another one, as Jane from South Carolina has proven. If you've got loads of stuff that annoys you, do it.
Jane, get them kids involved.
Yeah.
Hi, Jane.
So get in touch through our Facebook page.
Elimination Podcast.
And just look up any one of us, Dave, Mike, Bob, Pauline, Jackie, whoever. Jackie is my mum, wifey.
of course.
And just message one of us, and you know, we've got a WhatsApp
messenger.
Group. Yeah, messenger, or we can do a WhatsApp group. Just stick it in there. Take a few takes. Some people have sent me 4 or 5 where they get it right on the 4th one. But we want you to engage, and we want you to be part of the show.
Plus we get different topics for getting off your chest, don't we? Not all, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I do, for the next episode, I have got a very exciting get it off your chest, which is breaking the mould a little bit, but it wasn't ready for this one, I'm afraid. So that's why I threw in the little game where you thrashed mother.
2-0. 2-0. 2-0. 2-0.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be 0-0 draw.
Yeah, so did I.
Right, okay, well, this is... No, none of that. This is Strange World Music, Ethan Birch, and this is No Denying. It's a very good song, actually. I've listened to this a couple of times, and I like it. So enjoy. We'll see you next time. Forrest Gump is out. Shock Horror.
See you later.